Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from SRP Park in North Augusta. We welcome you in to Green Jackets Baseball. And tonight, the most anticipated moment of the early slate of the season comes to pass as the Green Jackets take the field, donning the Augusta Azaleas jerseys for the first time. Here on Valley Sports Live and MILB TV, I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth. Augusta's won two out of three this week. They sit at an even 500, 6-6 on the season, taking on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who got an 11-6 win last night to snap a five-game losing streak and move up to 5-7 on the year. The Azaleas jerseys met with almost universal approval and a whole lot of excitement when they were released about a month ago, and now in action on the field for the first time, they look even better in person. The Green Jackets, from the time the initial Green Jacket branding was announced, it was very clear what the organization was looking to do, tying in with Augusta's most famous claim to fame in the Masters tournament that just got done last week. But now with the Azaleas, an even greater opportunity for the Green Jackets to welcome and recognize to their local claim to fame. Azaleas in action, pink, green, and white. And in front of a sellout crowd still filing in, we are just about ready for first pitch. Augusta needs a W to truly kick off Azaleas weekend. They face Evan Aschenbeck on the hill, who has yet to allow an earned run in his professional career. Field side for the anthem, and then right back up top for first pitch. Hello, friends, from beautiful SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina. The Augusta Green Jackets present Azaleas Baseball on Valley Sports Live and the Green Jacket Radio Network. I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth. The Augusta Azaleas take the field for the first time, the alternate identity of the Green Jackets, who are looking to make it three wins out of four this week and bounce back above 500 on the early portion of the season. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans of the Chicago Cubs organization are in town for the fourth game out of six this week. Myrtle Beach got their first win of the series last night, 11-6, as a five-run eighth inning, led by Cole Mathis with two homers and five RBIs, and Leonel Espinoza, who went 5-for-5 on the day, snapped a five-game skid for Myrtle Beach. With the pink and greens in action this evening, Augusta sends Ethan Bagwell to the hill, and against the Pelicans lineup, almost entirely unchanged from last night under first-year skipper Yovani Cuevas. Angel Cepeda leads off at the shortstop spot. Jose Escobar behind him at second base. Same two, same spots at 1-2 once again this evening. Leonel Espinoza, 7-for-14 this week, 5-for-5 yesterday. He's out in left. Cole Mathis, first two pro homers. He's in the cleanup spot as the DH. Owen Ayers back behind the plate. Cameron Cisneros gets his first start of the year, or first start of the week, beg your pardon, after coming in for Matt Hallback due to injury mid-game yesterday. Chris Paciola, Anderson Suriel, and Alexi Lumpoy. round out the order against the 19-year-old righty, the pride of Collinsville, Illinois. Ethan Bagwell, a 6th-round pick this previous season. And this his third professional start, first against a team not in the Texas Rangers organization. He faced the Downeast Wood Ducks to end 2024 and the Hickory Crawdads to start off 2025. But Bagwell, a big physical right-hander with physical maturation beyond his age, will stare down Angel Cepeda. Sellout crowd continues to file in, an absolutely divine evening for baseball. 80 degrees and sunny, 7:02. First pitch outside, starting a little bit early this evening. Augusta just couldn't wait to take the field, and the azaleas have officially bloomed at SRP Park. Cepeda, 244 on the season. He whacks this one out of play, 1-1. Started off yesterday's ball game with a triple to the right center gap. Ended up 1-for-4 on the day. Scored a pair of runs as Myrtle Beach put up a season-high 11 runs on 14 hits in the win. Bagwell, the 1-1. First slider of the day tapped backwards by Cepeda. Fastball, slider, and changeup for Bagwell. The breaking ball, a little bit ahead of the change, like many young pitchers. He's still developing the changeup. Not a ton of strikeouts yet in the pro career. Ahead 1-2 on Cepeda. Fouled away once again. Slider's been on the outer third of the plate, but has not yet gone strike to ball. See if Bagwell can force the expansion of the zone. Still 1-2 on Angel Cepeda to kick off Azalea's weekend. And the fastball too far inside at 95. We talked about it on the radio in Hickory last week with Bagwell's first start of the season. Keeping an eye on not just where the velocity starts, but how long he holds it. 2-2 and a check swing fouled away. Cepeda forcing Bagwell to work to begin the day. Handful of pitches seen on batter number one. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ball game starting early tonight. Fans still finding their seats. Slider called, strike three, and Cepeda goes down looking. Bagwell wins the battle to start off the night. Good frame from Matt Gassetti behind the hill, and the Augusta Azaleas have their first out. As Jose Escobar steps into the left-handed batter's box, we introduce you to the Azalea defense. Left to right in the outfield, it's Douglas Glaude, Isaiah Drake, and Jake Steeles. First pitch to Escobar, misses outside. Colby Jones at third, John Heal at short. Eric Hartman slides to second with Carlos Monteverde at first. And Matt Gassetti catches, giving Nick Montgomery a day off. 1-0 to Escobar off the outside corner. Escobar got off the schneid a little bit last night in the 8th with an RBI single. Ended up being the game-winning RBI, gave the Pelicans a 7-6 lead. Slider fouled back 2-1. Ended an 0-for-10 start to the series for Jose Escobar, who's been at the top of the order in every ballgame, either at the 3 or the 2 spot, and has played left field, shortstop, and second base. 2-1. Broken bat, blooper out behind second. Hartman is there, and his first chance of the evening is handled with relative ease. 2 up, 2 down for the Pelicans against Bagwell. The 2-man umpiring crew this week, Alan Bryan's behind the plate today. John Miller's out in the field. It's the 2nd time out of 3 Bryan's calling balls and strikes, as the gentlemen alternate back and forth. Lionel Espinosa has been a force through the first half of this series. He chases the slider, 0-1. A perfect 5-for-5 last night. Best individual day of his career. Had 3 RBIs and a home run to boot. Got 2 long balls in 3 games this series. Off the end of the bat, Espinosa cues the slider, foul, 0-2. Bagwell looking to begin his home debut with a 1-2-3 first. Third professional outing, has never thrown at SRP. 0-2 slider, low and away. You saw Gassetti point the mitt out at Bagwell after the miss. He liked exactly where that breaking ball was, but Espinosa wisely lays off. 1-2 home. Fastball, clubbed out of play on the right-hand side. only now getting to the intended start time. Both managers, Winston Sawyer and Yovani Cuevas, were ready for baseball, rolled the ball out, and started 3 minutes early. 1-2. Popped up, back behind second once again. Heel and Hartman converge. John Heel, the shortstop, makes the catch. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Ethan Bagwell. A perfect start for these perfect alternate jerseys. The Azaleas come to bat for the first time at home, taking on Evan Aschenbeck when we get back.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this. The Azaleas batting for the first time. Winston Sawyer's lineup tonight. John Heel leading off. Colby Jones behind him. Two speedsters at the top. Eric Hartman third. Isaiah Drake cleaning up. Matt Cassetti, Carlos Monteverde, and Douglas Glad 5-6-7 with Jake Steeles and Luis Sanchez. Rounding out the order against the 23-year-old southpaw Evan Aschenbeck. Third professional outing, second pro start. And he begins with John Heel, the right-handed shortstop. Heel takes a first pitch fastball inside at 88. Aschenbeck fastball, slider, changeup, and curveball. A traditional four pitch mix for him. Works from the left side. Heel clubs this one deep out to left field. Espinoza going back, looking up at the wall, and he makes a leaping catch in front of the fence. John Heel gave it a ride. Barreled up the center cut fastball, but comes up just a few feet short of the power alleys. Espinoza's phenomenal week continues. He's in left, Suriel and Lumpoy in center and right. Here's Colby Jones, who led off yesterday in Heel's stead. Aschenbeck from the windup. Low three-quarter delivery misses outside with the change. Changeup in at 80. Working off of the upper 80s fastball. Left to right in the infield, Paciola, Cepeda, Escobar, and Cisneros with Owen Ayers catching for the second straight game. 1-0, Jones puts it on the ground sharply to the shortstop, Cepeda. Two up, two down on just four pitches. And this is what Evan Aschenbeck has done. Entering tonight, two games, nine innings, and no earned runs allowed. Aschenbeck's given up just five hits and struck out 13. An All-American at Texas A&M last year. He's being stretched out as a starter for the first time since junior college, and it's worked well for the Cubs. First lefty he sees is Eric Hartman, and Hartman waves over top of the breaking ball. The curve and the slider, both dangerous for Aschenbeck, especially left on left. 0-1 to the 18-year-old hitter. Outside corner. Lefties are 1 for 13 on the season against Aschenbeck, hitting 077. 0-2 to Hartman. Swing and a miss. Three pitches, three strikes, a seven-pitch first for Evan Aschenbeck. Heel gave it a ride. He was the only one to barrel something up, and both sides trade zeros in a quick first.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects, Every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Neither Ethan Bagwell nor Evan Aschenbeck allowed a base runner in their first innings. Bagwell a strikeout and two pop-ups to hold the Pelicans at bay. Cole Mathis leading off the top of inning number two, and he had the best game of his young career last night. Mathis, 2 for 5, 5 RBIs in his first 2 professional home runs. Put the game out of reach in the eighth with a 3-run blast. Made the score 11-6, and that's where it tallied up. If you're just joining us, do not adjust those dials. Cole Mathis takes ball one downstairs. The Green Jackets playing as the Augusta Azaleas tonight. First of back-to-back ball games in these alternate identities, which will be auctioned off post-game tomorrow. Mathis whacks this one foul down the left field line. The jerseys will be auctioned off primarily in stadium. 24 of the 36 will be auctioned off in the ballpark. The other 12 will be available for limited auction at greenjacketsbaseball.com. 1-1. Slider dots up the outside corner. And all proceeds from that auction will benefit the Ronald McDonald House of Augusta. 1-2. Slider sliced up the middle, and a nice play made by Hartman. Hartman was well positioned. Green Jackets love to run this shift under Winston Sawyer. They will move at will as necessary, playing heavily to the pull side. Mathis reached down and dropped the barrel on the breaking ball, but it was right up the middle to the second baseman, Hartman. Here's Owen Ayers trying to bunt against the shift unsuccessfully. Ayers made his first appearance of the series yesterday, went 1 for 4 with a walk, strikeout, and RBI triple. Nice all-around day. Bagwell out of the stretch, the 0-1. Misses high with the changeup. One of the few knocks on Bagwell coming out of high school relied on that changeup. It was a lack of differential between the velocities of it and the fastball. Heater skied out to center field. Isaiah Drake drifting into the sunlight now comes charging in and makes the play with the pink glove. Handful of Green Jacket players have designated their gear to coincide with this Azaleas weekend. Pink batting gloves, cleats, and gloves like Drake's. The players just as excited for these alternate identities as the fans who have already packed the house out. A sellout and then some at SRP Park as Cameron Cisneros takes ball one. But Bagwell's development of the changeup will go a long way towards determining what his ceiling is. There were times in high school where the changeup got a little bit high in its velocity, not quite different enough from the four-seam fastball, which has been 93 to 95 so far tonight. But Bagwell already has made strides with that pitch in his young pro career. 1-1 on Cisneros. Takes a called strike at the knees. Right on the inside corner as called by Alan Bryan. Sold out crowd chanting for the strikeout. Cisneros open and deep in the lefty box. Outside with the changeup, 2-2.
We want beer. We want beer.
Hard to miss the chant from P.A. Scott Skadden. Cameron Cisneros, the beer batter of the ball game, if he strikes out half price Miller Lite across the ballpark for the next inning. 2-2 from Bagwell. Outside to run the count full.
All right, come on,
Chris
want
Paciola on deck. Both offenses still looking for their first base runner. Bagwell trying to go with back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. 3-2 delivery. Roped out to deep left field. Douglas Glaude going back, looking up, and it is gone. Cameron Cisneros with his first professional homer. He guides it up and over the left field wall. Pelicans, for the second night in a row, score the first run of the ball game. It's 1-0. .101 off the bat, .346 the distance. Ball flies to left field here at SRP Park, and with the wind blowing heavily right to left, Paciola steps in now. Cisneros caught a barrel and grabs long ball number one. Christopher Paciola, first pitch swinging, fouls away the slider. Bagwell's given up a homer in back-to-back ball games. Both have come on the fastball. And the Pelicans now have 6 home runs already this series. Had 4 last night. Fastball on the corner, nothing in 2. 1-9 in this Myrtle Beach lineup can leave any yard, but especially the way SRP has been playing as a hitter's haven this season. 0-2 taken low by Paciola. Cisneros began his pro career 1-18, but hit number 2 as a pro. Certainly one to remember. Slider hard hit to third base. Sliding stop by Colby Jones. He'll hop it over to first in time. Colby Jones has been gold glove caliber all week. Short or third, he's making every play. But the Pelicans strike first on Cisneros' homer. 1-0.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Pelicans lead 1-0, and so far this season, one has been enough with Evan Aschenbeck on the hill. 13th round pick out of Texas A&M in the 2024 draft. He's now gone 10 pro innings, allowed just 5 hits and 1 unearned run with 14 strikeouts. Old for the level, has plenty of experience. He starts off with Isaiah Drake, who's having a great beginning to his year. But left on left, that slider of Aschenbeck is a problem. Saw Hartman go down swinging on 3 pitches in the first. Drake's behind, nothing and 1. Aschenbeck from the windup misses outside with a fastball. Not going to blow you away. Aschenbeck has been 88-89 from the left side, but it's a tough release point. and everything he throws has great movement. 1-1 to Drake. Hard hit down the first base line, but foul past the reach of first base coach Brad Stolt. Clap, 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 clap. Off speed in towards the body of Drake. He did what he was looking to do, turning on that one, and it sounds like the bat might have broken a little bit. No new lumbar for Drake, but he is going back to the on-deck circle to get pine tar. Make sure he has a bit better of a grip. Looked like the top hand slipped off the bat a little bit there. Drake had to use his timeout to reset the pitch clock. 1-2, Aschenbeck ahead on Isaiah Drake. From the first base side of the rubber, the pitch popped up into shallow center field. Anderson Suriel charging on, and he dives and makes the catch. The Pelican defense, which has struggled mightily the last two nights, putting on a show in the outfield early. A great leaping catch at the wall from Lionel Espinoza to start off the first, and that diving play begins the second, just as impressively. With Drake's speed, that would have been two bases. Instead, it's a leadoff out before Matt Gassetti steps up. Gassetti 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs so far. He's only played one game out of 3 this week. First pitch swinging. Hacks the fastball away. Foul. Aschenbeck got through the first inning on just 7 pitches. He's primed to go a long way. 0-1 to the Azalea's catcher. Pop skyward down the right field line. Nothing in 2. Aschenbeck, a near unanimous All-American last year. Baseball America was the only publication that did not have him as a first-teamer. They put him in the second team. But the numbers were phenomenal regardless. Nothing in 2. Softly guided towards third base. It's picked up in foul territory by Paciola. Rawlings and the American Baseball Coaches Association, Division I Baseball, and the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association, along with Perfect Game, all saying first-team All-American for Aschenbeck, who was named the NCBWA Stopper of the Year, Best Reliever in Collegiate Baseball, as he led the nation with a 1.78 ERA. Still 0-2 on Gassetti, and he takes upstairs. Just above the green scripted azaleas on these new jerseys. Pink dotted with the flowers along both sleeves. 1-2 fouled away. Gassetti hangs tough. Texas A&M versus Alabama. Good SEC battle here. Two players that could be familiar with each other. Popped up behind the plate. Ayers flips the mask away, drifting towards the grass. He makes the catch. Back-to-back pop-ups. One in fair and one in foul territories. 5 up, 5 down for Aschenbeck. He's allowed just 5 hits so far in his pro career. After being used exclusively as a reliever for the Aggies, the Cubs want to see what he can do as a starter. Carlos Monteverde guides the slider foul on the first base side. Hasn't missed that many bats, save for the 3-pitch strikeout of Hartman. But a lot of weak contact, even on the foul balls. Monteverde widens out and strokes this one on a line right to the second baseman, Escobar. Escobar didn't even have to move. Feet planted, he makes the catch. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Evan Aschenbeck in his SRP Park debut. Bagwell, back to the hill. You're watching on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. file fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card.
Through two innings, the only man to reach base for either side, Cameron Cisneros, is the difference. A solo homer, the first of his professional career. And last year's 14th round pick has the Pelicans up 1-0. Anderson Suriel begins the third against Ethan Bagwell. 8-9-1 for Myrtle Beach. Suriel looking to drop down the bunt towards the mound. Bagwell sets and fires in time. Able to rocket that pitch over. And the leadoff man is disposed of on one pitch. It's not a bad idea. Suriel runs very well. And with Colby Jones, along with John Heal, both shifted grossly up the middle on the left side. All Suriel had to do was get that a couple extra feet closer towards the baseline. Alexi Lumpoy takes a called strike one. Suriel's quest for his first hit of the week continues. Lumpoy picked up his first two of the series last night, one of which was his first home run. An awkward swing for Lumpoy fouls it away on the fastball, nothing in two. Lumpoy will use his timeout. In right field today, he's played all over the outfield this season. Back-to-back lefties at the bottom of the order for Cuevas. Slider down. Lumpoy following it all the way in, went deep into a crouch as he watched it. Able to hold back one and two. Bagwell working quickly. Back foot slider evens the count. Good takes on two consecutive pitches for Alexi Lumpoy. 21-year-old outfielder out of Camagüey, Cuba. One of three Cuban natives on this roster takes called strike three on the backdoor slider. Second strikeout of the night for Bagwell. For Lumpoy, it's his Carolina League leading 20th of the season. Back to the top of the order for Angel Cepeda. Cepeda, originally out of La Vega in the Dominican Republic, takes the breaking ball outside. Spent most of his formative years in New Jersey. And made the interesting decision to forego the draft. You don't have a lot of independence when it comes to where you're going as a prep player. But Cepeda, because he was a Dominican native, opting to go back to the DR, and that made him eligible to sign in the international market. Picked up a $1 million bonus from the Cubs. Fouls this one away, 1-2. Cepeda, one of two top 30 prospects in MLB Pipeline's preseason ranking on this roster. Clocked in at number 17 to begin the year. First year in single A after back-to-back complex seasons. Slider flown out to Isaiah Drake in center. Wynn catches it. Drake goes charging towards the gap. Loses the cap. Makes the play. A 1-2-3 inning for Bagwell. The solo homer remains the only blemish, but the Azaleas trail 1-0.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in section 107, row C, seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at WellStar, highly rated by fans like you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Six up, six down for Evan Aschenbeck in his first two innings. He needed just 19 pitches to do it. Aschenbeck's season high at A&M for innings last year was 4 2/3. He went a career high 5 last time out against the Carolina Mudcats. On pace to tie or break that here. Douglas Glaude leads off. And the Azaleas left fielder takes ball one outside. Change up. That looks so identical to the fastball out of the hand, missing away. Glaude ahead 1-0. He skies this one out to deep right center field. Suriel and Lumpoy converging. It's Lumpoy in front of the track for out number one. Glaude just underneath it. Everything he's put in play this week, he's now 0-for-6. All four balls that have gone into fair territory have been 95-plus off the bat. And have been ran down either at or directly in front of the warning track in right field. Jake Steele's batting in the eighth spot today. Takes a called strike. Saw the changeup weave its way in. Steele's 1-for-3 last night with a caught stealing. Azalea's still looking for their first base runner of the evening against Aschenbeck. Popped up down the right field line. Lumpoy charging over. And will not get there as it clatters up against the sidewall at the very back of the Pelican bullpen. SRP Park built in 2018 when the Green Jackets were still the single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. So it does have some similarities to Oracle Park out in San Francisco, including both bullpens being on the field of play and the fact that right field backs directly up to a body of water. Here it's the Savannah River. 0-2 to Jake Steele's. Reaches out and guides this one through the right field for a base hit. Steele's is the first Azalea base runner of the night. Jake's got hits in back-to-back games, in back-to-back evenings. And now has reached base 5 consecutive times. On base in every single ball game he's played since being called up to replace Luis Guanipa. A top prospect who was placed on the injured list after a hand injury. Final man to see Aschenbeck is Luis Sanchez. Aschenbeck out of the stretch for the first time. Misses high with the fastball at 88. Alan Bryan will give you maybe half a ball extra outside, but he's very stingy at the top of the zone. Does not grant the letters really to either side. 1-0. Taken off the inside corner. Back-to-back fastballs. Close misses to the glove side for Aschenbeck. Azalea's looking to put something together. Trailing 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Sanchez ahead 2-0. Takes a called strike on the outer half. Haven't seen the slider right on left very much for the southpaw Aschenbeck. But that one, a good time to go to it. Sanchez, third in the Carolina League in walks with 11. Chases the changeup, 2-2. After two fastballs and a slider, Sanchez may have still been ahead in the count, but Aschenbeck getting the advantage. Sanchez overly aggressive, and the changeup continues to be the go-to for Aschenbeck this evening. picks over for the first time. Jake Steeles is back in standing. Steeles had 21 stolen bases in 2 years with the Cal Poly Mustangs before being drafted in the 19th round last summer. 0 for 1 this year. Oschenbeck, a long look that way. The 2-2 pitch bounced softly up the middle. Could be two. Escobar steps on the bag for one and an easy flip to first. Evan Oschenbeck has faced the minimum through three innings, allowed the one hit, eliminates it immediately. And the Augusta Green Jackets, who lead the Carolina League in double plays hit, find themselves into another one. 1-0.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
One hit per side in this Friday night affair between the Augusta Azaleas and Myrtle Beach Pelicans. The difference, the Azaleas got a single, the Pelicans a solo homer from Cameron Cisneros. Myrtle out in front 1-0. Jose Escobar begins the fourth and takes a called strike from Ethan Bagwell. Bagwell went four innings last time out. This is only his third professional appearance, so there's not a ton of data to pull, but a chance to equalize or surpass his longest outing so far. Bagwell had a bit of a lengthy first. He's at 45 pitches through 3+. Not a stressful number so far. Check swing on the slider for Escobar. An incidental foul ball 1-2. Heart of the Pelicans order looking to do damage second time through. That's exactly what Myrtle did yesterday to chase Green Jackets starter Owen Hackman, who got charged for 6 hits and 4 runs in 2 2/3. Slider low and out. Matt Gassetti couldn't make the catch cleanly trying to get the frame. Very high spin breaking ball for Bagwell. Big league average in rotations per minute on the slider is about 2,500. He's been 26 to 27. 2-2. Three-quarter swing. Escobar could not stop. Great changeup. Best we've seen from Bagwell so far. Third strikeout for Ethan in 3 1/3. Here's Leonel Espinosa. And we do have a defensive alignment alteration to make you aware of. Props to Warner from the Pelicans for keeping us abreast of the situation as Espinosa takes the slider out. The Pelicans changed all three defensive spots for their outfielders right before first pitch. The 1-0 to Espinosa is fisted towards first base. Monteverde chasing after it runs out of room. Originally, Espinosa was supposed to be in left, Suriel in center, and Lumpoy in right. Instead, Espinosa's now in right field, Suriel's in left, and Alexi Lumpoy is playing center. So the lineup changed once again by Yovani Cuevas. Fastball does not get the call at the knees. Trying to drop that in, makes it 2-1. It's the third time in 4 nights he's gone with some form of alteration after late scratches Tuesday and Wednesday. Inside corner with a slider, 2-2. Cole Mathis got scratched late on Tuesday morning. He's been ready to go ever since. 4 extra base hits already. He sits on deck. Ariandes Ramon scratched Wednesday. 2-2. Got it out to left field. Long run for Douglas Glaude, and he pulls up, letting the single fall. Espinoza now 8 for 16 this series. Glaude had a good beat on it, was playing deep in the left center field gap, but opting not to lay out for that ball. Because it was to his right, if that got past Glaude, it was likely three bases for Espinoza. Instead, the Pelicans settle for a single. They've got a man aboard. Bagwell always out of the stretch. And a called strike one on the outer half. Here is Mathis, the DH, lined out to second base last time. And Bagwell's down to 91-93 with a fastball. Slider at the knees, nothing and two. Espinoza's 3-for-3 stealing this year. He's 1-for-1 this week. Gassetti's got a good arm behind the plate. 0-2, ripped down the left field line. Glaude's nowhere close. That's all the way to the fence. Espinoza steamrolling around third. He will score without a play. Cole Mathis' torrid start to the series continues. It's 2-0. 6 RBIs in the last 24 hours for Cole Mathis. He doubles the lead on a hanging slider. 106 off the bat for the former Charleston Cougar. Douglas Glaude on back-to-back righties, not playing the pull side whatsoever. He was shockingly far towards center field and pays the price there. This is Owen Ayers, switch-hitting catcher. He takes a called strike one. And over to third goes the throw on the pickoff. They got Mathis. Mathis tried to catch the azaleas napping, and instead, he's the second out of the inning. Got a little bit too greedy. Gassetti, Jones, and Bagwell all paying enough attention. Ayers can't stop the bat, nothing in two. Bagwell and the azaleas catch a break. And now one strike away from ending this inning. 0-2 to Ayers. Bounce to the right side. Big hop for Monteverde. He'll speed to the bag himself. The Pelicans double the lead on Mathis' RBI double. And the Azaleas back to bat, looking to crack open against Evan Aschenbeck for the first time this evening.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. Green Jackets playing as the Augusta Azaleas tonight and tomorrow. Augusta got their first hit of the evening with one out in the third from Jake Steeles. And immediately the Pelicans turn a 4-3 double play. The double play has been a double-edged sword for Augusta this season as John Heel steps in. Azaleas back at the top of their order, second time through against Evan Aschenbeck. Now a 2-0 game. No team in the Carolina League has turned more double plays defensively, and no team has hit into more double plays than Augusta. Nothing and one on Heel, who began the game with a fly out to the fence. Out in front of the changeup, nothing and two. Scoreboard says one and one, but back-to-back swinging strikes for John Heel. Aschenbeck the pitch, too far upstairs. Dug deep for some velocity. Been 87 to 89 all game. Aschenbeck could not entice the chase from Heel. A good setup pitch, however. Buries the off-speed as a result, but not quite competitive enough for Heel to chase. Two balls and two strikes is the count. Azaleas would love to get Heel aboard. Leads the team with a perfect 8-for-8 stolen bases. Aschenbeck the pitch. Bounced away off the front foot. Another good secondary pitch for Evan Aschenbeck. He has not had to turn to the fastball unless he chooses to. Out of the windup. Tipped into the mitt. Strike three. Back to the changeup. It's the second punch out of the night for Aschenbeck. And Heel is now 0-for-2. Aschenbeck, 35 pitches through 3 1/3. There is some stretching in the bullpen for the Pelicans. Have a couple players doing band work. But nowhere close to being worried about Aschenbeck's pitch count. Colby Jones takes around the jersey 1-0. Colby grounded out sharply to short last time up. Smooth play from Angel Cepeda. Jones at short yesterday, third today. Rockets this one up the middle for a one-out base hit. A rare mistake from Aschenbeck. Left the slider middle, and Colby caught a barrel. 1-0-1 off the bat. Jones, one of a handful of Green Jackets who has put together a very quality consecutive on-base streak. Jones has now reached safely in 7 consecutive contests, and this is 10th game of the season. One on, one out for Eric Hartman. Hartman takes the slider away, opting to see a pitch after he struck out on 3 straight off speeds last time up. Hartman 1-for-9 this week with 2 RBIs. Aschenbeck the 1-0. Slider bounced wide of first. Colby is 7-of-8 stealing. Green Jackets were 1-for-2 yesterday with Ayers behind the plate. Jones was that successful one. Steals was caught. Pick over from Aschenbeck. Jones was leaning towards second slightly, but still more than enough time on a slight hesitation move from Aschenbeck to get in standing. That's the first of 2 disengagements. 1-1 to Hartman. Runner goes. Pitch is a called strike. The throw is a great shot from Ayers, and he got Jones. The Green Jackets have gotten hits in back-to-back innings, and the runner has been eliminated both times immediately. A double play and now a caught stealing. Winston Sawyer's had this team aggressive all season, but Aschenbeck, the right time to break out the slide step, and just as soon as Augusta seemed to have a little bit of momentum, it snatched away. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. And Hartman lost track. He thought it was 3 strikes. It is 3 strikes, so it's Alan Bryan, the umpire, who didn't know the count. A strikeout, a caught stealing, and a strikeout. Aschenbeck continues to face the minimum. And we roll on to inning number 5.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Ethan Bagwell holds out for the fifth. First time he'll work into inning number five in his very young pro career. Cisneros, Paciola, and Suriel. 6-7-8-2 up in the top of the fifth. Evan Aschenbeck has thrown just 41 pitches to get through four innings. At this rate, you could see him for the rest of the night. Cisneros had a solo homer to open the scoring his last time up. This time he begins with a slider inside. Green Jackets did plan to throw Logan Samuels as a piggyback behind Bagwell. Nobody moving yet in the Azaleas pen. Off speed downstairs, 2-0. Bagwell being a bit more careful with Cisneros after the former East Tennessee State Buccaneer took a fastball backside over the wall and left. Big cut for Cisneros. Comes up empty, 2-1. The ball, since this ballpark was created, has always flown out to left field. It carries that way with the wind coming off the river. Breeze has cut down significantly since the start of the game. But it's also worth noting, it's 330 to left and 395 to center, but it does not get deep in the gaps very quickly whatsoever. Those power alleys are very shallow compared to the rest of the Carolina League. 3-1 to Cisneros. On the ground to the right side, Monteverde has it, takes it himself. And a three unassisted ends the fourth and begins the fifth. New career high in innings for Bagwell, getting better and better and more stretched out with each start that he gets under his belt. Sixth-round pick out of Collinsville High School in Illinois. Just outside of St. Louis, it's the same program that birthed Red Sox righty Tanner Houck. Christopher Paciola will take ball one below the zone. Samuel starting to stretch in the pen for the Azaleas. Sold out crowd looking for something to cheer about for the home side. 1-0 tapped away. Two runs on three hits for the Pelicans. No runs on two hits for the Azaleas. Both hits have been singles. But Aschenbeck has faced the minimum via a double play and a caught stealing. One-one. On the ground to third base, Jones waits back, and the hop just ate him up. Got caught in between. Opted to backpedal at the last second. It's an E5 on Jones. And the Pelicans have their first base runner of the inning. Jones made a phenomenal diving play to his right last time Paciola was up to take a base hit away. This time a simpler play, and Jones gets turned about just a little bit. Suriel fouls the fastball back, nothing and one. For Jones, it's just his second error of the season and first at third base. Green Jackets have been much better defensively this year compared to last season. 0-1 from Bagwell, just off the inside corner. Augusta led all of minor league baseball in errors for the first 6 weeks of the season. It was rough sledding to start the season. They had a game in the first week of the year where they had 7 errors committed. On the ground to Jones at third, goes to short for the double play. It's a 5-6-3 double play. Don't see that every day. The shift makes it possible. Jones atones for the error right on the next opportunity, and it's a 1-2-3 fifth for Bagwell.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
To my left here I have Team Palmer, and on my right I have Bean Team.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Doesn't get much more efficient than Evan Aschenbeck. Four innings, two hits. He's got three strikeouts, and he's done so in just 41 pitches. Not setting the radar gun on fire, that's not his game, but between the success he had at Blinn College, Texas A&M, and now in the pros, you wonder how this kid fell to the 13th round. You really do. Starts off Isaiah Drake with a high fastball. Drake ropes it right back into the net. Isaiah popped up to shallow center last time. Alexi Lumpoy made a diving catch to take away a base hit. Drake sees a slider out 1-1. Isaiah, one of a plethora of players on both rosters this week, who's got family in town for Azalea's weekend. Aschenbeck, the 1-1. Outside and off the mitt of Ayers, ball two. Isaiah, an Atlanta native, went to high school just 10 minutes from Truist Park. His family's been around quite frequently over the year and a half that he's been on the Green Jackets roster. 2-1 to Drake. Well hit, but very foul down the left field line up towards the top of the concourse. And it hops its way out towards the parking structure. They've seen Drake have a great start to his second season in single A. Still just 19. 2-2. Bounce to the right side. Second baseman Escobar flips over to first. 0-2 for Isaiah. Rapidly played ball game. Knock on wood. But this one of those nights you're just grateful you don't have a post-game fireworks show, or else all of a sudden the on-field staff is practicing their stand-up comedy routines just trying to stall until it's dark enough. Here's Matt Gassetti. Gassetti takes a called strike one on the fastball at 89. Just now getting to the 8 o'clock hour on the East Coast. Ball game that started early, 7:02 first pitch for a 7:05 scheduled start. 0-1 to Mack inside. Somehow evades the pink sleeves of the new Azaleas jersey. That was right around the body. Fastball at 90. It's the hardest of the day for Aschenbeck. 1-1. Bounces in off the body of Ayers. Aschenbeck, originally out of Bryan, Texas, began his collegiate career with two seasons at Blinn College, where his grandfather, James, was the program's first ever All-American. Blinn, now one of the preeminent names in junior college baseball. 2-1 on the outside corner. Gassetti just watching as it evens the count. Drops its way right back into the center. Good tight slider for Aschenbeck. Gassetti widens out. 2-2 delivery from the lefty. Upstairs, ball three. Aschenbeck did face Alabama this past year, so there is a chance that he saw Gassetti in college. Went 2 1/3, gave up 3 hits and 2 runs in a win for the Aggies. Full count delivery. Fouled away. Gassetti will see a seventh pitch. It'll be the longest at bat of the day against Aschenbeck. Ethan Bagwell's now throwing in the bullpen, or Bagwell is a starter, beg your pardon. It's Logan Samuels in the pen. Seventh pitch of the AB. Bounce towards third base. Paciola charging, circles, and flips to first on the run. Well played by Paciola. This is the Pelican defense we expected to see. Just seven errors in their first 10 games, led all of single-A baseball entering the contest Wednesday. But then Myrtle faltered, made seven between Wednesday and Thursday combined. Aschenbeck will now face Carlos Monteverde for the second time. Monteverde backs away from a slider on the inside corner. Carlos lined out to the second baseman Escobar last time up to end the second inning. Aschenbeck has faced the minimum, looking to go five scoreless for the second straight game. Outside 1-1. Bagwell's at 70 pitches. If Samuels is not starting the sixth, you'll likely see him soon after. 1-1, left on left. Monteverde on the ground, pulls it to the first baseman, took an odd hop for Cisneros. Good adjustment, and he flips over to Aschenbeck. Three ground outs in the inning. 56 pitches, five scoreless frames for Aschenbeck. He's put on a clinic tonight. After five, it's the Pelicans 2 and the Azaleas 0. You're watching on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
...19-year-old Ethan Bagwell will be the first Augusta pitcher this season to go back out for the sixth inning. Five frames, three hits, two runs allowed so far for Bagwell, but he's on the wrong side of a 2-0 deficit. It has been a rude introduction to the playing field for the Augusta Azaleas. Alexi Lumpoy leading off. First pitch fouled towards the interior of the Azalea dugout. Goes ricocheting around off the railing. Lumpoy struck out looking his last time up. One of three strikeout victims against Bagwell. Cuts under the fastball, nothing in two. Samuels throwing in the pen for Augusta. Nobody off the mound yet for the Pelicans in the bullpen with Aschenbeck under 60 pitches. On the ground to the right side, second baseman Hartman one step into the outfield grass. Deposits it into the mitt of Monteverde, one up, one down. Tomorrow it's the final Augusta Azaleas ball game of the week. The jerseys will be auctioned off post game, benefiting the Ronald McDonald House of Augusta. Angel Cepeda steps in and takes strike one. It's an organization that's got a long-standing relationship with the Green Jackets. They were the beneficiaries of the Augusta Pimento Cheese jersey auction last year that were styled after the caddy uniforms at Augusta National. Cepeda fouls the slider back, nothing in two. And again, a reminder for those of you that can't make it to the yard tomorrow, there will be a dozen jerseys auctioned off online to benefit that great cause. 0-2. Slider popped out of play. The jerseys will be game-worn and autographed. Put them on the wall, wear them out to the ball game. Whole lot of uses. These uniforms, one of a kind. Still nothing in two on Cepeda. Fouled away. Got the fastball at 93 from Bagwell. Digging deep in what is likely his final inning. It's the longest start by a Green Jacket so far this year. This is game number 13 of the season. Bagwell's at 5 1/3. Another 0-2. Slider, he got around it a little bit and hooked it into the left-handed batter's box. Ball one. Bagwell's now at 78 pitches. This would not be a surprise to see this be his last batter. 75's been a bit of a hard cutoff in the month of April for the Braves. Trying to make it count against the shortstop Cepeda. Out of the stretch, Bagwell delivers, and it's sliced up the middle for a base hit. Cepeda's on for the first time today. It's a one-out knock, and the Pelicans have a base runner for the third consecutive inning. Here comes Winston Sawyer, and a solid start in his SRP Park debut will come to a close for Ethan Bagwell. Goes 5 1/3, gives up just 4 hits. Azalea's trailing 2-0. It's Logan Samuels out of the pen to hold the line when we come back to North Augusta.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Azaleas with their first Georgia 811 call to the bullpen of the night. Whether you're a homeowner, contractor, or construction worker, make sure you call Georgia 811 to avoid any pipe-related mishaps in whatever your project may be. 5 1/3 for Ethan Bagwell. He hands the ball to Logan Samuels for his third appearance of the season. Second out of the bullpen for Logan. And the right-hander out of Montevallo misses outside to Jose Escobar. One on, one out in the top of the sixth. Pelicans leading the Azaleas 2-0. Colby Jones shifted away from third, but still in protecting for the bunt. 1-0 misses outside. Runner goes. Got a great jump. Snap tag from heel, not in time. Cepeda's a perfect 6-for-6 on the bases to start off his Pelican career. Meanwhile, it's 2-0 in Samuels' first batter. Runners against Gassetti are now 11-for-13 this season. Just above 80%. Curveball looped out to left center field. Caught the barrel. Drake going back. He makes the catch. Runner tags. Throw into the cutoff man. No play at third base. So the steal for Cepeda comes up big as he takes an extra 90 feet.
Right fielder,
90 feet away from making this a three-run game in the top of the sixth. Green Jackets continue to put up nothing but zeros in their first Augusta Azaleas night. We've seen alternate identities lead to a flair for the dramatic for Augusta before. Lionel Espinosa is 1-for-2 with a run scored. Takes a slider on the inside corner. Samuels has fastball, changeup, and slider. Breaking ball the better of the two secondaries. Last year, against Myrtle Beach as the Pimento Cheese, Augusta went down 7-2 early. Fastball gets a late called strike from Allen Bryan on the outside corner. But two homers from Isaiah Drake, including a game-tying two-run shot in the ninth, and then a walk-off sack fly sent the fans home happy. 0-2 to Espinosa, swing and a miss, three pitches, and Samuels gets his first strikeout of the night. Logan comes on, strands Cepeda at third base. The deficit remains two, and Aschenbeck remains on the mound for Myrtle Beach.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Wow. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hivepro.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Augusta Azaleas in full bloom at SRP Park. Sold out crowd, perfect weather, everything idyllic except for the score. As Evan Aschenbeck and the Pelicans have blanked the Green Jackets to a tune of 2-0. Glad, Steels, and Sanchez leading off the bottom of the sixth. 7-8-9 as Aschenbeck has faced the minimum. And we keep going back to the pitch count, but it is a high priority conversation piece. This early in the season, Aschenbeck with that miss is at 57 pitches, 39 strikes through 5. Glad 0-for-1 with a deep flyout. Takes at the letters. Fastball evens the count. This is officially in Aschenbeck's third professional outing, his longest as a Pelican. 1-1 to Glad, misses low with a change. Aschenbeck took a tough luck, no decision out of the bullpen. Last time out went 5 scoreless in a loss against the Carolina Mudcats, who were 10-2 on the year. 2-1 to Glad. Inside. Brushes back on the jersey. Glad's still looking for his first hit in Augusta, but he's been very patient. Between walks and hit by pitches, the on-base percentage is up near 300, even without a hit to his name. 3-1. Big swing and a miss. Good time for the off-speed. Down to 83. Glad was out in front and under the slider. Count goes full. Aschenbeck looking to avoid his first walk. It's popped out of play. Won't get many free passes out of Evan Aschenbeck, really ever. 3 walks in 9 innings entering tonight. The numbers were even better at Texas A&M. 7th pitch of the at-bat to Douglas Glad. Ball 4 below the zone. Maybe a reverse jinx there as Glad is the first free pass issued by Aschenbeck. Aschenbeck, 87 strikeouts, only 12 walks in 32 appearances last year. while leading the SEC with 10 saves. First time tonight, the Azaleas have put the leadoff man aboard. Jake Steeles takes a called strike at the knees. With the leadoff walk, now the Pelicans have a man up in the bullpen. Looks like Matthew Peters. 0-1 on the right fielder, Steeles. Swats this one hard, but foul down the right field line. Peters is off the mound, but he's not working very quickly. Aschenbeck's not exactly in heavy danger right now, although Steeles does represent the tying run in a 2-0 ball game. Jake's behind nothing and two. Aschenbeck glances at first. Kicks and deals. Popped up, right-hand side, and hooking back towards the easy-go picnic pavilion. 360-degree concourse, and all 360 are filled with fans. Both picnic areas at max capacity and the general admission seating and standing area out beyond the outfield has fans at every nook and cranny. Taxpayer Terrace, folks enjoying the rooftop view as well. Still 0-2 on Steeles. Glad a bit further off of first. Inside with the slider. Good take from Steeles. Jake singled his last time up before the double play ended the inning. He was the first Azaleas hit of the night. One of two so far. 1-2 from Aschenbeck. Skied out to center field. Alexi Lumpoy started in. Now he's sprinting back, and he's able to recover for the catch. Wind's not blowing right now. Looked like he just misread that one. In the twilight sky at SRP, once the ball gets above the lights, it can be tough to track. And time is called. Yovani Cuevas is headed out to the mound. That's the manager. And with Aschenbeck giving fist bumps to all of his infielders, Cuevas looks like he's going to make a move. Takes the ball from Aschenbeck. And that concludes a stellar second pro start for the lefty out of Texas A&M. Aschenbeck takes his seat. Matthew Peters coming on, trying to hold the Azaleas scoreless for the sixth consecutive inning.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. Luis Sanchez leads off against 24-year-old right-hander Matthew Peters, 12th rounder back in 2022. Against Luis Sanchez, who's 0-for-1. Peters' first pitch, fastball just above the zone, 1-0. At a clean 95 on the radar gun. It's the fourth appearance of the season for Matthew Peters, all of which have come out of the bullpen. Sanchez late on that high-spin fastball. One ball and one strike. One man on, one man out in the bottom of the sixth. Pelicans leading 2-0. Peters, 3 games, 6 earned runs in 4 innings. 1-1 misses downstairs, took a little bit off for the first time. Peters fastball, slider, and splitter. Not exactly sure which one that was at 91. Might have just took some off of the heat. 2 balls and a strike on the DH, Sanchez. Above the letters, ball 3. Peters still working himself back into being 100%. Missed all of last year after being suspended, having tested positive for a banned substance. 3-1. Sanchez waves at what would have been ball 4 and taps it away. Seen Sanchez expand the zone a couple times already tonight. Uncharacteristic for the Green Jacket leader in walks. Peter's first full season in Myrtle Beach. Spent all of 23 in the Complex League. 3-2 to Sanchez. Outside, ball 4. Luis Sanchez works a walk to start off the evening for Matthew Peters, and the tying run is aboard as Augusta's at the top of their order. Peters did make 5 appearances down the stretch for Myrtle Beach last year, 0-1 with a 7.71 ERA as John Heal digs in, waves through the breaking ball, 0-1. The suspension was for the entirety of the Arizona Complex League season, which last year started and ended earlier than it had in previous iterations, so he was eligible for the last few weeks of the single-A campaign. Heal takes down low, 1-1. 9 1/3 innings, 8 strikeouts, but 11 walks for Peters. Walks have always been his biggest issue. Walked Sanchez to start his night. 1-1 on John Heal. 2 looks out at second. Inside around the jawline of Heal. Came in at 96. The line is not yet closed on Evan Aschenbeck. But because he's only responsible for the man Glad at second, he cannot be the losing pitcher tonight, no matter what happens the rest of the way. 2-1, low and outside. Trying to use that hard breaking ball. Peters has listed fastball, slider, splitter. That looks like the cut slider that he's going for. It's been 89-91, but not able to locate so far. Walk loads the bases. Peters from the stretch. Ball 4 inside, and the bags are full with 1 out for Colby Jones. 3 walks in the inning, and now the crowd coming alive a little bit. Catcher Owen Ayers is going out to the hill, and he'll be joined by pitching coach Bruce Billings. It's a good fastball, and Peters got it up to 97 there. But put a little bit too much behind it. Roundabout college career for Matt Peters. Was drafted out of Ivy Tech Fort Wayne, a community college. He also threw at Indiana Tech and the University of Ohio, Miami University of Ohio, that is. So he's been around. Just a lot of travel and a lot of different stops in his career. Finally on an opening day roster at the full season level. This is a big prove-it campaign for Peters. It's a live arm with good movement on everything. Trying to harness it here. Tying run at second, 1 out in the sixth. Bases loaded for Colby Jones. First pitch to Colby. Outside corner called, strike 1. About a half ball off the outer edge, maybe a little bit more. But a good presentation from Ayers, and we told you at the beginning, if Allen Bryan extends the zone, it's going to be outside. Infield in double play depth. 0-1 to Jones. Check swing. Ayers will not ask for an appeal. The count evens at 1. Augusta scored all six of their runs yesterday in the fifth inning before falling 11-6 as Myrtle Beach had a five-run eighth to take home the W. One ball and one strike. Peters from the belt. High ball two. Colby's 2-for-10 this week, 1-for-2 today. Lasered a hanging slider right back up the middle against Aschenbeck and was then caught stealing. Two balls and a strike from Peters. Popped up on the infield. That's an infield fly if fair. It's hooking foul and in foul territory. Paciola makes the catch for a big timeout number two. The Green Jackets have been very sporadic with runners in scoring position this year. Struggled mightily against Hickory, especially early in the week. After that being a bit of a strength for Augusta in the opening weekend against Columbia. Biggest at bat of the night for Eric Hartman. 0-for-2, two strikeouts. Jackets had bases loaded, one out against Peters. Popped up, out shallow left. Paciola out into foul territory. He falls. Did he hold on? Yes, he did. The Green Jackets strand the bases loaded. And Peters, after walking the bags full, locks in and posts a zero.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
First full inning on the hill for Logan Samuels. Into the top of the seventh we go. Myrtle Beach able to work out of a bases loaded one out jam after a walk from Evan Aschenbeck and then back-to-back walks from Peters. Matthew Peters was able to get back-to-back pop-ups within three pitches from Colby Jones and Eric Hartman. Augusta's youth showing out as they couldn't bring anybody home. Pelicans still up 2-0. Cole Mathis leads off the seventh. And waves through the fastball, goes dancing across the home plate. Nothing in one. Fouled that one off the body, it appeared. Mathis, a line out and an RBI double. He's got five hits this week now and 11 chances, and all of them have gone for extra bases. Mathis still trying to shake off that foul ball. Looks like he got himself right on the instep of the left foot. Has the blue shin guard covering the front half, but nothing on the interior. Samuels, the 0-1 slider, bounces in. And the Pelicans have a bullpen arm up and moving once again. Peters faced four batters, two walks and two pop-ups, and now it appears that Christian Gordon is tossing. Slider fouled away off the body of the catcher, Gassetti. Mathis out in front once again. Good Friday night for baseball up and down the East Coast. Carolina League, especially in the Northern Division, saw a handful of rainouts last week. But everybody's playing tonight across the single A. 1-2. Inside with a change, runs the count even. Hickory and Charleston are scoreless in the bottom of the eighth. Charleston got the win yesterday. Hickory now 7-5, tied with Columbia at the top of the South. 2-2 from Samuels. Softly hit on the line to third, and Jones makes the catch at waist level. Bit of an excuse-me swing from Mathis, and he's retired for the second time. Charleston threatening late as they go for back-to-back wins. Columbia's taking care of business in Kannapolis. They're up 6-2 in the bottom of the fifth. Owen Ayers, switch-hitting catcher, steps up to bat and chases a high fastball, nothing and one. Ayers has flown out to center and grounded out to first. Out of the windup, Logan Samuels kicks and deals inside to even the count. And it is worth noting that Charleston, although they've got a man at second and one out in the eighth, they do not have a hit. Hickory's looking for another no-hitter after no-hitting the Green Jackets last Tuesday. Slider punch between the wickets, 1-2. Mason Molina went six hitless innings. And Michael Valverde, Jake Jekulik have each done their part so far. 1-2 to Ayers. Swing and a miss. Goes down on strikes. Four up, four down for Logan Samuels as Gassetti makes the throw just to confirm the out. Up in the Carolina League's Northern Division, Delmarva and Carolina are tied at one. The Shorebirds are 4-8. That's where we'll be next. On the road starting next Tuesday at 11:05 a.m. Lynchburg's beating Salem in Salem 3-2. And Fayetteville leading the Fred Nats 2-1 in a battle of 500 teams. Cameron Cisneros takes a called strike. He's 1-2. Solo homer opened the scoring back in the second. Logan Samuels trying to continue cruising through his relief outing outside. Samuels was incredibly impressive in his only outing at SRP so far this season. Went five innings, just one hit and no runs. 1-1. And Cisneros holds back on the fastball at 93. Logan's been 92-93 with the fastball, up to 94. Multi-inning reliever when he has come out of the pen. But as he evidenced on opening weekend, he can certainly start when need be. Slider clubbed out to center field. Isaiah Drake's been a busy man, but it's a 1-2-3 inning for Logan Samuels. Time to stretch at SRP. The sold-out crowd on their feet. Augusta looking for some offense on a quiet Friday evening.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Here's the number. 6-8-7-9-4-5-2.
New arm for the Pelicans is Christian Gordon, Virginia native out of VCU, making his second appearance as a pro. And first one out of the bullpen. Looking for better results after he served as an opener a week ago. Went one inning, gave up five hits, five runs, four of which were earned against Carolina's high-octane offense. Isaiah Drake, first pitch swinging to start the seventh, bounced up the middle. Cepeda has to hurry, and the throw is wild. Drake was going to beat it out anyway. Now he's trying to go to second. He got too greedy, and he's out. It's a 6-2-6 put out. Drake could have stopped at first. With his speed, he easily could have stolen second, but trying to do a bit too much. It's another out on the bases for Augusta. Just feels like the Azaleas can't get out of their own way tonight. Double plays, pop-ups with men in scoring position, the caught stealing, and now another out on the bases. Matt Gassetti takes a called strike one. It was a very hard hit ball for Drake back up the middle, but because he kept running, it will go as a put out, not a hit. Gassetti checks swing at the top of the zone. He went around, says John Miller. 50-50 call goes the way of the Pelicans. Gordon, a great start to his road debut. Gassetti clobbers it out to center, but he got underneath it. Lumpo is there, two up, two down. Gordon, 16th round pick out of VCU, was primarily a starter with the Rams. Went 2-2, a 5.58 ERA last year. After a roundabout way to get there, VCU his third program after Liberty and State College of Florida. Carlos Monteverde takes ball one outside. That 5.58 number was as a junior. Gordon much better in his senior season. Misses down low 2-0. Final year at VCU 8-2, a 3.62 ERA in 16 starts. Also struck out 102 batters in the Atlantic 10. 2-0 to Monteverde. Three-quarter swing, got fooled. Peaks and valleys for this offense. We've seen both already. 2-1. Swing and a miss. And they are going to say on that previous swing for Isaiah Drake, right now the scoreboard has it as a single and an out advancing. 2-2 to Monteverde, strike three. A 1-2-3 frame for Gordon. His second outing as a pro. Exactly what he was looking to do. On to the eighth we go.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Ball game keeps rolling along at a sprinter's pace here on a Friday night. Logan Samuels has retired all five batters he's faced, and he begins the eighth against Chris Paciola. Paciola 0-for-2 today, a ground out, and he has also reached on an error. First pitch, breaking ball at the top of the zone. Samuels, eighth rounder out of the Division II ranks, University of Montevallo in Alabama. Saw limited exposure in his draft season, just one inning last year. Paciola fans at the breaking ball. Samuels Samuels saw the velocity tick up in his final season with the Falcons. Really started drawing some attention to himself. And got picked up by his childhood favorite team. 0-2, fouled away. Samuels, a Braves fan growing up, 23 years of age. Originally out of Jasper, Alabama. Ahead 0-2 on Paciola. Outfield deep and pinching the gaps. Long wait from the windup. Here comes Samuels. Bounced up the middle. Two hops for Hartman to the shortstop side of the bag. It's a low throw. And Monteverde dropped it. Could not hold on. Monteverde looked like he got caught between the catch and the pick. And that will be an error on somebody. Remains to be seen whether it will be a miscatch or a misthrow. Regardless, the leadoff man is on for the Pelicans as Anderson Suriel in the bottom of the order try to give Myrtle some insurance. First pitch off speed misses inside to Suriel. Anderson is grounded out twice, once to the pitcher on a bunt attempt. He's also grounded into a double play. 0-13 on the week. Popped up out behind second. John Heal drifting back. Fighting the breeze, he makes the catch. One on, one out in inning number 8. Augusta 6 outs to play with. And they will have 7, 8, and 9 batting in the 8th. With no movement right now, it will be Gordon once again on the hill. It's been called an E3, a miscatch error on Monteverde. Alexi Lumpoy up for the third time. Strikes this one well, but out of play. Monteverde picks up the error. It's the second time Paciola has reached on an error this evening. And for Carlos, it's his fourth error. Or beg your pardon, third error on the season. Nothing in one on Lumpoy. Samuels picks over, taking a look at Paciola. Paciola's 2-for-4 stealing has not attempted a stolen base try yet against Augusta. 6 o'clock start tomorrow. Gates at 4:30. Yenry Rojas against Raven Antonio, the pitching matchup. Runner goes, fastball outside, Gassetti's throw away from the tag, and Heal did not get the tag on in time. John Miller says no, the throw tailed towards the first base side of the bag. Great pitch to throw on, almost an unintentional pitch out. Gassetti got good emphasis behind the throw, but a little bit too much arm side action, and Paciola's got his third stolen base. Meanwhile, 1-1 on Lumpoy. He chases the breaking ball. Strike 2. Jackets have seen Yenry Rojas a couple times over the years. This will be his third appearance and second start. Rojas 0-1. 5 hits, 6 walks, and 3 earned runs so far. 1-2 bounces in. Gassetti blocked it and ended up using Lumpoy, as almost a human shield. Blocked it to his right. It hit off the batter and stayed at his feet. Green Jackets will have Raven Antonio on the hill for his second start. Went 4 innings, 3 hits, and 3 runs against Hickory in a no decision. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Lumpoy down on strikes for the second time. Third punch out for Samuels. The only base runner he has allowed came via the error to start off the inning. Good changeup, little split change that Samuels has been working on as a weapon against lefties. Back to the top for Angel Cepeda. 1-for-3, singled and stole a bag back in the 6th. Slider has Cepeda chasing. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Myrtle Beach. No runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for the Azaleas. Samuels looking to strand the leadoff runner out at second base. Long pause as he looks back that way. 0-1. And again, Cepeda goes fishing. He's loved throwing it home. Samuels has now gone 8 1/3 over his pro career at SRP without an earned run. Nothing in two to Cepeda. Swing and a miss. Three consecutive sliders. Samuels fired up as he strikes about back-to-back batters and sends the Azaleas back to the bat. Two innings left to get something going. Green Jackets trying to avoid the shutout.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not alone. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar. Highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
On to the bottom of the eighth we go. The Augusta Azaleas debut has not exactly gone as planned. The Pelicans have been able to play spoiler, put up a run each in the second and the fourth, and that's been the difference. Cameron Cisneros had a solo homer in the second off of starter Ethan Bagwell. Pelicans doubled the lead on an RBI two-bagger from Cole Mathis. Douglas Glaude leading off. First pitch swinging. He's late on the fastball from lefty Christian Gordon. Gordon, 24 years of age. It is a very, very old Myrtle Beach roster. Glaude late on the heater once again. He's been behind on back-to-back pitches, both at the top of the zone. Glaude a fly out and a walk. Still trying to get his timing down early in the season. And time is called. Glaude used his timeout right before Gordon went into the windup. Myrtle often has a relatively old roster. Glaude fouls it away. Fastball center cut at 93, still a little bit behind on the bat speed. But the Cubs, one of a handful of teams that is notorious for slow playing their prospects, especially the folks that are not top round draft picks, as Glaude takes a called strike three right at the knees. First strikeout of the night for Gordon, or second strikeout, first looking. Got Monteverde to end the seventh and Glaude to start off inning number eight. Jake Steele's a single and a flyout, one for two. Three hits and two errors on the day for the Azaleas. Fastball at the eye line. Gordon, 91-93, originally out of Liberty Christian Academy in Virginia. And then, understandably, went right across the city to Liberty University. Top of the zone, 1-1. Liberty Christian has been a feeder program for all of Liberty sports. Upstairs, ball two. Gordon was actually drafted in the 38th round out of high school back in 2019, the final season where the draft had 40 rounds. There were five rounds in 2020. It's been 20 rounds since. Steele takes a called strike on the inside corner, 2-2. Azaleas trying to put somebody on base in a two-run ball game, just need a bloop and a blast. That first one hard to come by. Tipped into the mitt, strike three. Slider sends Steele back to the bench. Three consecutive strikeouts for Christian Gordon. Azaleas need a base runner. Luis Sanchez trying to be that. Walked against Peters back in the sixth inning, was the first batter to face someone other than Evan Aschenbeck. Peters worked two-thirds of an inning. Walked two, but got two pop-ups. And that so far was the defining moment for Augusta. Bases loaded, one out. Jones and Hartman both popped up to third. Sanchez chases the high fastball, nothing in two. Azaleas have not been able to lay off the high heat for Gordon. He's a low release point, good approach angle, makes it tough to pick up. 0-2, tipped into the mitt. Christian Gordon strikes out the side in the eighth. And we head on to inning number nine with the Pelicans working on a shutout here on a sold-out Friday night.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours. And, of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Pelicans leading 2-0 after 8. I'm Noah Adcock Howe. If you're watching on the Green Jacket Baseball Network, Bally Live and MILB TV, we thank you for being with us. A beautiful evening. Quickly played baseball game. With the Pelicans working on a shutout, Jose Escobar's 0-for-3. First man to face Logan Samuels twice. Samuels misses high, 1-0. Green Jackets have a little bit of movement in the bullpen in this, the first of two nights as the Augusta Azaleas. But nobody throwing right now. 1-0 inside, ball two. Samuels has gone 2 2/3. The only base runner came on an E3 off the bat of Chris Paciola to start off the eighth. Certainly does some work at saving the bullpen. 2-0 breaking ball. Escobar goes fishing. Haven't seen Jose Escobar be fooled that badly much at all this week. Two pop-ups and a backwards K for the Pelican second baseman. Still ahead 2-1. Samuels from the windup. Went right back to the off-speed, and this time Escobar fouls it away. Tomorrow's the only game where the Azaleas are not expected to have a piggyback arm who's predetermined to come like Samuels did behind Bagwell for a plethora of innings, outside 3-2. It'll be Raven Antonio and then whatever relievers Winston Sawyer needs to use. Have to assume Seth Keller and Raven Corona will be chief among them, as neither has thrown yet this week. 3-2 to Escobar. Swing and a miss. Change up. Logan Samuels has struck out 5, including 3 straight. Might have to keep Samuels in these Azaleas jerseys all season long. 5 Ks for Logan is now his career high in this, his fourth pro outing. Lionel Espinoza, 1-for-3, scored the most recent run of the game back in the fourth. Slider fouled directly over our heads. Press box at SRP, just to the first base side of home plate. Tucked up amidst the sweet goers on a Friday evening. Samuels, black glove at the eye line, works out of the windup. Slider inside, 1-1. Refs of the Braves affiliates in action. A lot of close ball games across the organization. Asheville and the Rome Emperors are tied 2-2 in the bottom of the eighth. As Samuels delivers the 1-1. Well hit into left field. Glaude charging on, makes the catch. There's a righty throwing in the bullpen for the Pelicans, so they'll likely put a closer out there. Cannot yet tell who it is. But Rome trying to get closer to 500. Very good start for Didier Fuentes, former Green Jacket, went 5 innings, just 1 run and 9 strikeouts. Didier broke out in the spring breakout and continues to raise his star. Cole Mathis takes ball 1. Pensacola and Columbus scoreless in the bottom of the 7th at Synovus Park. And Gwinnett trailing Lehigh Valley 4-2. Mathis will call timeout. Looked like he was pointing down the line. Ball might have got past the bullpen catcher. Braves up top are trailing 4-1 in a home opener against the Twins. 1-0 to Mathis. Oh, and he chases the breaking ball badly. Good depth on that slider for Samuels. He's shown everything he's got available, and everything has worked tonight. Two out offering misses inside to Cole Mathis. Scoreboard says the count is 2-1. Mathis ahead in the count regardless. In the dirt, ball 3. 3 balls and a strike on the Pelican cleanup man. Owen Ayers is on deck. The Azaleas are at the top of their order in the ninth. Heel, Jones, and Hartman, they'll be chasing at least 2. Pelicans trying to add some insurance. 3-1 to Mathis. Below the zone, ball 4. First walk of the night for Samuels. Don't have a great look at who's throwing yet. Just tough to tell from this angle. But Elvin Nina's going out to speak with Logan Samuels for the first time. 47 pitches, 28 strikes for Samuel, and now the Green Jackets get Seth Keller up in the bullpen. Over on the Cubs side, South Bend leading Western Michigan 4-2 after back-to-back losses to the Whitecaps. Double-A Knoxville against the Chattanooga Lookouts. Battle of two Southern League teams that are either on the precipice of or just received new stadiums. Smokies got a ballpark in downtown Knoxville that moved them out of Kodak, and so they took on the Knoxville moniker as a result. Chattanooga, one of the oldest minor league teams in baseball, they'll get a new ballpark next year. But the Lookouts lead 3-1 there, Knoxville threatening late. And up at the AAA level, the Iowa Cubs over top of the St. Paul Saints 3-1 in the third. Chaotic ball game at Wrigley today. The Cubs were up late against the Diamondbacks and ended up winning that ball game 13-11 after Arizona had a 10-run seventh. Cubs scored 11 in their final two at-bats. Ayers swings over top of the breaking ball. Owen Ayers 0-for-3 today. Augusta has pitched well. Bagwell and Samuels have kept the Azaleas in the ballgame. The Pelicans have simply outdueled them on the mound. Aschenbeck, Peters, and Gordon. Ayers has been the co-pilot for all three of them. Slider downstairs. Gassetti didn't see it. It was right at his feet, but he pulled a full 360 before he found the baseball. If by some chance that was him just trying to fool Mathis into thinking it was a pass ball and then hang him out to dry, first and foremost, credit to Gassetti for the Academy-worthy performance, but also Mathis wisely sniffed it out. Ball and a strike. Samuels out of the stretch for the second straight inning. Ayers tips the fastball into the mitt. Still at 92, even in Samuels' fourth inning of work. Looking to go 3-2/3 scoreless in relief. Keeps stacking up the zeros and a great start to his pro career. 1-2 to Owen Ayers. Foul down the first base line out towards the Pelican bullpen. Evan Aschenbeck is in line for his first professional win. 5 1/3, 2 hits, no runs, just 1 walk and 3 Ks. Samuels went to the splitter against Ayers on 1-2. See where he goes here. Back to it. Swing and a miss. Two strikeouts in the inning. And they continue to count up for Logan Samuels. Pelicans going back to their bullpen. Azaleas need two to tie and three to win. Looking for some magic as they open up this new identity.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Into the bottom of the ninth, Augusta Azaleas at the top of their order, and the closer that is brought on by Yovani Cuevas is the righty, Braden Reisdorf, out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, making his second appearance of the week. He'll be the first arm on either team to throw twice this series. Reisdorf worked the final two innings of the Green Jackets' 11-4 win on Wednesday. Two innings, two hits, two runs, one of which was earned. Reisdorf has a save already this year. And that run ended up getting changed to unearned, so he has not given up an earned run yet. John Heel takes a called strike one off the outside corner. So make that two runs, two hits, neither of them earned against Reisdorf. First pitch fastball at 92 off the outside corner by about a ball. Reisdorf goes back to the fastball and knocked his catcher's mitt off at 94. Ayers couldn't snare it, 1-1. Third baseman Paciola, step behind the bag, wary of a bunt. Heel clubs this out to right field. Espinoza over towards the corner, right into foul territory. He makes the catch. Out number one, recorded by Reisdorf. The Azaleas' best chance was the sixth inning. Able to chase Aschenbeck with one out and a man at first. The reliever Matthew Peters came on and walked Sanchez and Heel to load the bases, but Jones and Hartman both popped up to third base, both in foul territory. And Augusta was unable to bring even one run home. Here is Colby Jones, 1-for-3. Ahead 1-0 on Reisdorf. Ground ball to the first base side. Cisneros handcuffs himself, but able to make the play. And the Green Jackets are down to their final out. Reisdorf looking for his second save as a pro. 21-year-old out of Indiana. Biggest crowd of the season at 5640 would have been the second biggest at all of last year. Eric Hartman, the final hope, takes inside, and he got hit again. Boy, oh boy, Eric Hartman just continues to wear the baseball. That's now his team high fifth hit by pitch of the season. And with two outs, the tying run is at the plate. It's Isaiah Drake, 1-for-3. Singled and was then cut down trying to advance to second, leading off the seventh against Gordon. Lefty against righty. Short lead at first for Hartman. Drake drives this one deep out to right center field. Espinoza back at the wall. He makes the catch. Isaiah Drake comes up just a few feet short of greatness. And that is the ball game. Not as simple as Reisdorf might have liked, but the shortest ball game of the year comes to a close, and the Pelicans throw a combined shutout to hold the Green Jackets at bay. Drake hit that 101 miles an hour, 361 feet to where the wall juts out to deepest points, and a little bit short of tying this up. Got a hanging changeup. But there it goes, the ball game. Your final lines for Myrtle Beach in a 2-0 win. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors, and they leave on 3. The Green Jackets are shut out for the second time this season. No runs, 3 hits, 2 errors. With Augusta leaving on 4, including 3 in the 6th inning. The winning pitcher is Evan Aschenbeck. He gets his first win as a pro. Goes 1-0 now after 5 1/3 scoreless. He was picked up by Peters, Gordon, and Reisdorf. Reisdorf picks up his second save in as many tries. Ethan Bagwell takes the tough luck loss. Went 5 1/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, a solo shot and a double from Cole Mathis proved to be the difference. But a day where the Green Jackets just were not quite able to come up with the big swing. Drake, as close as you get. The Pelicans have now won back-to-back ball games here in Augusta for the first time since 2023. Both these teams are at 6-7 on the year. And both 2-2 this series, which means we will be up to the weekend to determine who gets the W for the series. This is the only trip that the Pelicans make to SRP Park. And tomorrow at 6.05 p.m., Yenri Rojas will face off against Raven Antonio in night 2 of Augusta Azalea's weekend. More beautiful weather on the horizon. The jerseys will be auctioned off post-game, and we highly encourage you to make your way to the ballpark if you can. You certainly heeded that call tonight. 5,640, the announced attendance. It's the fourth sellout, for Augusta now in 7 home games this year. Boy, the CSRA faithful have been out in waves, and they were fired up for the Azaleas. The jerseys, as good as advertised. The result, a bit more sour than what you could have hoped for. But an opportunity to get back in the win column tomorrow. Aschenbeck the win, Bagwell the loss, and Reisdorf his second save. 2-0 for the Pelicans. They fire a combined shutout. And the Green Jackets, Isaiah Drake, just a little bit short of heroism. For Wes Cooper, Adelise, Roddy, our entire crew, I've been Noah Adcock-Howith. It was a pleasure, and it was a shutout. Myrtle Beach gets the W. Back at it for the weekend slate. 2 more ball games to decide this week-long series here on Bally Sports Live and the Green Jacket Baseball Network. Good night, everybody.